Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, presenting Pain in the Grass 2016. It's this month. We can finally say it's this month. August 21st, White River Amphitheater. We got Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our buddies at Windowpane. You got a deal on 4-pack of ticks, too. So there's really, I mean, you can make this work within your budget. You and three of your buddies get these discounted 4-pack ticks.
Oh, yeah.
Great reserve tickets. You can get them. Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. I'm not the producer. Oh, Beat Mix. You're a loser.
And let's get pumped up for Monday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got breakfast coming from Steve sometime soon. I'm pumped up.
When do we want to do this? Or do you want to go double or nothing?
Ooh.
Red Sox are in town this weekend.
I know.
I mean, this week.
Yeah.
It's not a weekend.
I'm going tonight, as a matter of fact, with a prodigy.
Do you want to go double or nothing on the series?
On the series? Well, double. What do you mean? So I'll get double breakfast?
If you win, I have to buy 2 days of breakfast. If you win, you only have to buy one.
That's a great deal there.
No, if I win, I don't buy anything. It's double or nothing, which means...
Right, I mean, if...
Yeah.
That's what, yeah. Let me reset myself.
I was trying to help you there, Steve.
No, I didn't even mean that.
Yeah. No, the rev was all about it.
Hell yeah.
If I win the series, you only have to buy one breakfast. If you win the series...
No, double or nothing means either I get two breakfasts or I get nothing. I already have one breakfast in my pocket.
All right, well, this changes. It's double or something.
But then there's no... That is totally not fair for me. I have nothing to gain in that.
Yeah, you do. Two breakfasts.
Yeah, but I already have one, and I could actually owe you a breakfast. That's not good math.
But do you want to starve, or do you want to eat for 2 days straight?
No, and I'm not taking this bet. I'm not an idiot. If double or nothing means
Fine.
What it means.
I'll
take
there,
the
BJ.
Bet if it's double or nothing. I'll get you off the hook of breakfast if you... Yeah, in other words, you don't owe me breakfast.
Do you not know what double or nothing means,
No, he doesn't
Steve?
Know what it
Not
means.
This morning, I don't, no.
Yeah,
I mean, my brain's not functioning properly.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you time till the next Beat Migs game at 8:47, and you can propose it again when you've had time to figure out the math.
I'm good now. I like your idea. Double or nothing.
All right, double or nothing. So this is a 4-game series, though. What happens if they tie it? Nothing.
You have to buy breakfast.
No, I don't have to buy breakfast. I still lose on that deal. If it ties, you know what that means. You still owe me breakfast.
Deal.
All right. So,
all right. Yeah. Okay. So this
are we
is
clear on
now?
That?
I like
so,
that. I like
double
that.
Or nothing.
Fair.
If the Mariners win the series. In other words, you owe me two if the Red Sox win the series. You owe me nothing if the Mariners win the series.
Right.
And you owe me one breakfast if they split the series.
Yes.
That seems like a fair deal to me.
Well, it's definitely a
Monday.
Let
it be written, Rev.
Okay, it shall be done.
History's in your favor because no matter what the Red Sox have done, their three World Series championships, they have come to Seattle in all those years and have not had a winning season.
Plus, when you go to the games, they typically lose.
That's
the
very
Red
true.
Sox.
Yeah, I'm not going to all four of them, though.
Ah, come on. I'll buy you some tickets.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm only going to Monday and Thursday this time.
More expensive than the breakfast that you would not
I'm sure I could get
pay.
Like some free tickets from the station almost, and say I bought them.
That's almost worth it, to be honest
right?
with you. I know. I can't do four nights. I mean,
would be a beating.
Yeah, it really is because we have to get up so early. So I can't. I really can't.
Well, Steve's brain clearly isn't working this morning, so that'll probably help out the contestant for Beat Migs. We got Mike in Linwood. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Rev, he is playing for a pair of tickets to check out Theory of a Dead Man. They're going to be at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds on Wednesday, August 31st, courtesy of Evergreen State Fair. Go to KISW.com for all the details, and if you want to get tickets, get them at etix.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out of here!
For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
What is the world's fastest growing plant, as well as the preferred diet of the panda bear?
Bamboo.
Yes. Atlantis, Columbus, and Enterprise are all names for what NASA vehicles?
Ships.
No.
Space shuttle.
Yes. During which winter month is the Earth closest to the sun?
December.
No.
January.
Yes. What is the capital of Egypt?
Cairo.
Yes. The dude from the Big Lebowski liked to drink what?
Bourbon.
No.
Scotch?
No.
Rum?
No. The Roadrunner is the official state bird of which state?
Arizona.
No.
New Mexico.
Yes. What is the study of fossils called?
Paleologist?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. French silk pie is most commonly what flavor?
French
custard? Silk pie. No.
French silk. Oh, chocolate?
Yeah!
Nice,
one,
buddy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Like a man that knows his desserts.
Fan of pie, are you over there?
So, he got 7, huh?
He got 7, correct.
Oh, and one is contestable, so we'll...
Yeah, but
I can't believe... When do you ever side with the listeners, though? What's happening to you?
It was pretty close, and I'm feeling pretty good. It's a Monday.
All right, that's what it is, because you usually hate on listeners, and you won't give it to them unless they get it absolutely, positively right.
Well, you know, Mondays are usually rough for a lot of people, so I figured that he knew what he was talking about.
Steve, look, he's got a heart.
He must have got some action this weekend.
Don't kiss and tell. Wow. We'll just move on from
Steve,
that.
Steve, good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Well, I saw that his wife was bragging about how he was chopping up some wood outside, so you know what happens when the man chops wood.
That's so true. My wife, she gets really like in the mood when I do anything around the house
after
like that.
He puts in that work. He's like, I got some more wood. Now you got to chop it.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard of Draymond Green?
Wow.
There you go.
Steve, are you ready?
That's right.
Yeah, I am. Goodness.
Rev showed her that picture because he's
turning red.
Yeah, I am, because you're talking about me getting action and it's really weird.
No, we're just talking about your wife chopping your wood.
Yeah, exactly. That's not weird at all.
No, not at all. God, all right. Let's get this going. What is the world? What? Jesus. What is the world's fastest growing plant, as well as the preferred diet of the panda bear?
Is that eucalyptus?
No.
Bamboo.
Yes. Atlantis, Columbus, and Enterprise are all the names of what NASA vehicles?
Spaceships. Space shuttles.
Yes.
Spaceships.
During which winter month is the Earth closest to the sun?
January.
Yes.
Nice.
What is the capital of Egypt?
I only know Cairo.
Yes.
All right. All right, congratulations.
The dude from the Big Lebowski liked to drink what?
White Russians.
Yes. The Roadrunner is the official state bird of which state?
Arizona?
No.
Which Roadrunner? Texas?
No.
Nevada.
No. What is the study of fossils called?
Archaeology?
No.
Fossilology?
No.
Close.
Fun with bones?
No.
I knew you'd get
French it. French silk pie is most commonly what flavor?
Is that a Boston cream pie or something?
No.
Yeah. Oh, it's chocolate.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because you lose.
Ah.
6 to 7. Gave each of them a little bit of a gimme on that one, so... Yeah. It all evens out right there.
Oh, it surely does, doesn't it, though?
Yeah, congratulations, Mike. You're going to Theory of a Dead Man.
All right, thank you.
Have fun.
Hang on, buddy. We'll tell you how to get that prize.
Yes, the
Just don't bring your bad, bad girlfriend.
Yeah, look at that there.
No problem, buddy.
The Roadrunner is the official state bird of New Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah, buddy.
You're like all around it there, but...
You know a guy that's from New Mexico.
So I should know, his birds.
You should know his birds.
Okay. I don't know everyone else's bird. I don't know what your bird is.
Oh, I got a bird for you.
I know you do.
Yeah, that is the official state bird of Boston.
You know what? You're probably right.
There it is.
Yeah.
There you go. It's a wicked awesome bird.
And then the study of fossils is paleontology.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Fancy.
Yeah, I can almost say it. I'm not really Mike, but...
And you gave your wife a fossilized bone the other night.
God.
will on this.
So we finally found a place to make him uncomfortable, because he likes to make everybody uncomfortable with his gas and just his awkwardness, but this is where he gets uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about boning all the time.
Oh, secret weapon.
Jeez.
Why wouldn't you want to talk about boning all the time? It'd be a great life.
Well, it would be a great life, but I don't need to bring all that stuff.
Oh, Steve, look at him. He's embarrassed. Like, look at him. He looks just like the Cleveland Indians logo. Look at him, man.
I say we call his wife the archaeologist, because she's always digging for bones.
Yes.
How's the archaeologist these days, Rip?
Wow.
That's right.
Studying up.
Actually, that seems to be a better nickname for Vicky.
Yeah, that's a fact. Because
she only looks for the same bone all the time, whereas Vicky is truly looking for bones.
Yeah, she's always excavating.
I'm here for the discovery of mankind.
That's what she's doing.
Well, Vicky, the archaeologist.
There you go. Hey, what happened? What are you talking about?
Congratulations to Mike on beating Steve this morning.
Oh, thanks. That's all you wanted to say?
Yeah,
all
good.
Right, get the hell out.
All right.
All right.
Beat it, Rev.
Get out of here. And literally, you did, didn't you? With your wife. You had a shot at beating Steve or beating Rev? Well, no, actually, his wife's got that shot. But Steve, he can still beat him. We'll do that later on this morning at 8:47. Beat Migs twice each weekday morning. Don't forget the online on-demand version. You can play that anytime on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. All right, so, Steve, speaking of people doing things with their pants down, guy gets busted for playing Pokemon Go bottomless.
Boy.
Yeah, and the reason, he's got a really good reason, though. He says his pants are too constricting. Because, you know, you can't catch them all if you don't have them all out, if you know what I'm
saying. It's a different kind of Pikachu.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
31-year-old by the name of Joseph. Yeah, he's playing Pokemon Go.
How old?
31, and he's from our great state, by the way. He's from Blaine.
At 31, you'd think it's a good idea to just go around with your pants off.
And, of course, it's us. You know, this is a weirdo story. Every radio show is going to be reading this story. And, of course, it's from Washington State.
Yeah. Congratulations, Blaine.
Florida's got the idiots. We've got the bizarre, the weird people. I mean, if you see in the news, it's all the weirdos. That's us.
Is there any claim to fame for Blaine, or is this like their thing now?
This is it, Pokemon Go, bottomless guy.
Like, I don't know anybody that, like, any story that came out of Blaine that, like, put them on the map, but this could be the one.
Yeah, this is it.
Nice.
Yeah. Pokemon Go bottomless. That's what he was doing. So, of course, somebody called the cops and reported them because they're like, what is going on?
Right.
And they found Joseph was just wearing a shirt, shoes, and a backpack. He told him he wasn't wearing pants because, quote, they were too constricting.
So he couldn't wear, like, a kilt?
You'd think the kilt would. That's why I think they made kilts, so that you could not be constricted. Sure.
You could have swung by the Utila kilt place.
I'm seeing men wear dresses these days. I mean, now you can wear anything you want, so you don't have to go bottomless.
Or just wear some loose boxers, at least.
There you go. Loose boxers will do the trick, too.
Pajamas.
Apparently, though, he proved it. He proved he was better without pants, though, because he told the cops he just managed to catch 3 Pokemon in front of a motel and Chinese restaurant, something he had not been able to do with his pants on.
And he also caught a pair of handcuffs probably around his wrists.
Yeah, actually, he didn't get arrested for indecent exposure because the person that called decided not to press charges.
They thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah, I guess, they just said, hey, Joseph, put your pants back on. And he did. Then he got back to Pokemon hunting. So they don't say that he was drunk or anything. He had to be a little high, right? It's up in the Bellingham. It's up in the Bellingham area. He had to be a little high, right?
So his dong's just flapping out in public, and he didn't get in trouble for that.
No.
Interesting.
Don't say interesting because you have that look in your eye. No, what are you going to do?
I'm not doing anything because I don't play Pokemon, but I mean, if...
Well,
it just shows the power of Pokemon that you can get away with things because...
Oh, you're thinking because he mentioned Pokemon Go,
they let him go. I was playing in that hockey tournament, and everyone's got their phones out, and everyone's looking for the damn Pokemon.
Are you serious at your hockey tournament?
Oh, everywhere now. Yeah.
You know what? I would say I was surprised, but we saw those the high school basketball kids were in Minnesota. They were doing the same thing. This is a unifying thing. If you told me there was one group of individuals that would think Pokemon Go was stupid, I would think it was a bunch of hockey dudes. Mm-hmm. I really would. If I had to pick a group, because, I mean, you guys are playing hockey. You know, you're gruff, you're hard-nosed guys, you know, sort of a Canadian vibe. I just wouldn't think they'd waste their time.
Everybody loves Pokemon.
Wow.
Everybody's playing it.
That is a shocker to me.
Yeah.
Damn, you and I are the only ones that aren't playing.
No, people looked at me weird, like you're not playing it? I'm like, no, I tried it once, and I deleted it off my phone, and then tried it again, and my phone crashed, so I deleted it again, and they're like, oh, you're missing out.
Yeah. Was there anybody your age playing? Or are they all younger?
No, yeah. People around my age as well.
Wow. How about my age? Anybody my age playing?
Nobody your age was playing.
Okay, good.
Dude, I saw a woman your age, BJ. Like, what? Mom. She's a hot mom, mind you. But okay. She was your age playing the other day at a restaurant. And she was being real loud about it. She's like, I don't do the Facebooks or the Twitters, but I got this. I like this. I'm addicted to these little rats, she was saying.
That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, she looked to be like she could be my mom.
Damn.
Oh, somebody brought up a good point on claim to fame from Blaine.
Yeah?
Luke Ridenour, former Sonic player.
Oh, there you go, Luke. Oh, wait a second. Did Luke have a couple issues, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, Luke was on.
Luke was good.
Yeah, Yeah. You're thinking about that Robert Swift.
That's what I'm thinking.
He was the guy that got holed up in a basement all hopped up on drugs and was shooting guns.
Hey, I wonder what he's doing. I wonder if he's playing Pokemon Go.
I'm not sure what he's up to these days.
We should find out if he's playing Pokemon Go. I hope he is. You know, I hope he's doing something good with his time. All right. How about this, dude? I heard about this happening. People were talking about this, and I thought it was a joke. I did not believe someone was going to do this, but it happened. A skydiver jumped from 25,000 feet up with no parachute. This happened on Saturday. Oh, and he lived. You're going to hear from him at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
A skydiver by the name of Luke Akins jumped from 25,000 feet up with no parachute on Saturday. It is the first time it has ever been done. Yeah.
And a few texters have been chiming in saying that there's Northwest ties to Luke. He's from Washington. His grandfather started Kapowsin skydiving. And apparently at some point he was in a couple movies like Transformers and Godzilla movies. And he jumps out of Kapowsin Air in Shelton.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how. You know what? After the no-pants Pokemon guy, I'm glad we have something really good to talk about, somebody from the Pacific Northwest.
Well, I thought we did with the no-pants Pokemon guy.
Yeah, anyway. Well, I think Luke trumps that.
Okay, fine.
Jumping from 25,000 feet with no parachute. Did it on Saturday. Here's audio of the whole thing.
There goes the oxygen mask. Now at 12,000 feet, he'll hear a beep in his helmet. That will tell him he's halfway home. Momentarily, we'll see his jump team pull their chutes, and that means Luke is all alone for the rest of the way. There goes the chutes. Luke is on his own. Crowd on the ground looking up. They have a visual on him right now. He's in! And he's kicking and moving. You've just witnessed history being made. Absolutely amazing.
Wow. He landed safely in a 100 by 100 foot net that was set up to catch him. Nailed the landing at 120 miles per hour.
Jeez. How can I hire that guy to do the play-by-play when I'm in the throes of passion?
Oh, you want that guy?
That guy just delivered it. That would have been awesome. Like, Steve's halfway there. He's on his own.
Yeah.
Steve is in, and he's kicking and moving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no? You're right. That would go good for your yeah.
I don't know if my wife would really want me to. I'm bringing this guy in to do play-by-play.
You could just actually have that audio. Just play it in a loop. Just playing a loop at your house.
Dude, did you get to watch this?
I didn't watch it. No,
gosh,
I didn't.
It's intense. Yeah? Because, I mean, as he's calming down, it's a big net, but still, to direct yourself. And
yeah, that's the amazing thing is I'm like, how did he do that?
It's nuts. It's completely stupid, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not stupid if you know what I guess he knew what he was doing, not clearly, but.
Yeah, I mean, definitely look, man. There are people that climb mountains. They do all sorts of crazy, thrill-seeking things. This is something that, like, okay, you know, when you think of, like, when we first had a plane fly, the Wright brothers and everything, you know, scary stuff, basically, when you leave the ground and then try to get back on the ground. And that's exactly what he did, and this is. I mean, this is amazing. And here's Luke talking about the whole situation.
I mean, I'm almost levitating. It's incredible that this thing that just happened. I mean, the words I want to say I can't even get out of my mouth. It was all these guys, everybody who made this thing happen. It is awesome.
So he jumped out of a plane without a parachute, landed in a net at 120 miles per hour, and there he is just yapping about it.
I mean, that's
amazing.
He was just moving around as soon as he landed. I just don't understand how, I mean... How do you run that one by your wife?
Oh, man.
Because, you know, he's got a wife. He's got a kid.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, how do you run that by them? Yeah.
Unless she's like, how's our life insurance?
I hope he has life insurance. Yeah, I would make sure that's done. Yeah, you get life insurance. But then again, there's no life insurance that covers that, is there?
I don't imagine that.
Oh, man. How do you go in and get that policy? That'd cost a lot if you got one.
I just don't know. Like, my wife is pretty cool with, like, you know, hey, can I go to this? Can I go to a hockey tournament for the weekend? Sure, have fun. But, I mean, I don't think I could ever be like, hey, I want to jump out of a plane 25,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And aim for a net.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not going to have a parachute. Just so you know. That is amazing.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
It's also effing crazy. Okay, can
it's
we just,
beyond crazy.
Yeah, it really, really is. So this skydiver, yeah, Luke. Luke Akins from the Washington State area, 25,000 feet up, no parachute. He made that jump on Saturday. He was successful, but it is crazy. The craziest thing he's probably ever done. I hope it's the craziest thing he's ever done. What if he says, no, that's not the craziest thing I ever did?
Well, and how do you one-up it, though, if you're that kind of a guy that has that mentality of, like, now I got to figure out what I'm going to do next? I'll do it blindfolded.
That's the question. You know what? The question we're going to ask the Rockaholics is the question I want to ask Luke. Is that, or his wife, is that the craziest thing you've ever done? Because we would think it is, but you know what? A guy like that, he might be... So how about you? What is the craziest thing that you have ever tried to do? Oh, and did you accomplish it? 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. What's the craziest thing that you've ever tried to do, and were you successful? Your calls and texts after Jimmy on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Skydiver jumped from 25,000 feet up with no parachute. Did that on Saturday. He was successful. He landed in a 100 by 100 foot net that was set up to catch him, traveling at 120 miles per hour when he landed. Again, no parachute from 25,000 feet. Pretty amazing. And we're asking, okay, man, how about you? Because that was also crazy. What was the craziest thing you've ever tried to do, and did you accomplish it? 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Hey, it's our buddy Ken the Poker Dealer. Ken, you
nice.
Are on The Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
And a week ago yesterday, I went skydiving out at Kapausen, and it is the craziest thing I've ever done. And I went tandem, and a guy threw out a drag chute, so it stabilized us a bit. But I've done the indoor skydiving last year by myself with somebody standing there trying to hold you into place, and it's amazing that he can hit that net from 25,000 feet up, because you're just bouncing all over the place if you don't know what you're doing.
So when you did the indoor skydiving, did it feel as similar to you, like a similar experience, like when you did the real deal?
It was a lot different, I'll be honest with you. It was having that fan below you. You get bounced around a little bit being in that tube just when you're jumping out of a plane. It's completely different, especially tandem, having the guy help you out, I think, with a drag chute.
It is pretty amazing. You're right, Ken. Yeah. And I agree with you, dude. I did regular skydiving. I don't care tandem skydiving, you know, which is at least you got someone with you who knows what they're doing. I still think that's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's very crazy. I just never thought in my life I would jump out of a plane with another dude strapped to my back. Like,
yeah, you didn't think that would be the way it would go down?
I don't know.
I've always felt there'd be a dude strapped to my back, just never jumping out of a plane.
Right. Yeah, just jumping into the bed.
That's, you know, I figured that might happen.
There's a part of me that would like to try that, but the other part of me is way louder and is way more forceful in saying, do not do that.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing when people do it, and I love hearing their stories because it's just... It sounds like it's just a completely life-changing experience, but man, I don't think it's in my cards ever.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Let's go to James and Lacey. James, you are on The Rock.
Hey, yes.
Hey, James, what's the craziest thing you've ever tried to do, and were you successful?
The craziest thing I've ever tried to do was I was working in steam cleaning for Grease Company, and how that works is there's a fan on the top of the building where the exhaust comes out, where all the grease particles from the cooking comes out.
Okay.
And you clean that. Well, this particular restaurant I was cleaning was part of a skyscraper, which is 80 feet in the sky.
Okay.
And the fan was hanging on the side of the building, not on the roof. So I had to hang on with one hand on the side of the roof and pressure clean with a hose that weighs about 40 pounds. And putting out 120 PSI at 180 degree temperature.
Ay, 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 ay.
Hanging 80 feet in the sky, just hanging there.
And did you have a harness or anything?
No, I did not.
Oi. Oh,
just
man.
Like I see those pictures of the guys that built the Space Needle, and back in those days, none of them had any kind of harnesses, and they're walking on these, like, you know, smaller than a foot long beam, and apparently, like, you read some of these articles about it, and some of those guys said that they could have been harnessed, but it would have gotten in the way of them walking the beam and would have hurt their balance, so they never wore. It's like I don't care about that. I want a harness on, man. I don't want to risk falling, but.
That's nuts. And so, dude, I mean, was there any near, like, oh my gosh, I'm slipping or anything?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Wow, you're a better man than me, James. I got to tell you something. I mean, hanging off the side of a building, cleaning something greasy with 40-pound thing with 120 PS. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't even.
I freak out even when I try and put the Christmas lights up. I got to point where we have people do that now. Well, I can't get to the second floor.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful, Steve. That is life threatening.
That's a huge drop.
Yeah, that's a huge drop.
You just never know what would happen.
I've seen your house, dude. You'd be dead. We never see you again.
Yeah, I mean, it's gigantic.
It's like a castle. It's like castles, like skyscraper stuff. Oh, man.
Oh, here's a nice text at 77999. Crazy thing I ever did, not using condoms. And yes, thanks, Sarah.
Yeah. All right. Oh, everything's going crazy today. All right, one more time.
Oh, Sarah.
There it is.
Oh, hey.
Look who's back.
Wow.
Look who's back from the convalescent home.
How's your piggy?
Oh, I'm trekking along here. I have a nice little summer boot going on. It's a little sandal thing. Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She took her meds, so she might be a little happier than normal.
Yeah.
She was in pain this morning, so she took her super meds.
She had her foot surgery, and she's recovering.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Dude, and it's a Frankenstein toe, too, dude. They ripped the heck out of that thing.
Hey, it's going to leave a nice, sexy scar. Scars are what's up nowadays, okay?
Oh, man.
Might hurt your chances with dudes that are into feet, though.
No, it'll add a little something, right?
I don't know.
When
I'm not into feet.
When they're sucking on my toe, there'll be like a little screw they feel.
Wow. I did not need that visual.
No? I didn't need that either.
I don't think any rockaholics need, well, maybe a couple.
You
but...
guys have never had a girl suck on your foot?
No.
Or you've never sucked on a foot?
No. Okay, is
Chris
that
the... not living.
Is this the craziest thing you've done?
No, but Dad, you might want to hear
more. Oh, Jesus. That was all I wanted to hear was that.
I'm sorry, but the craziest thing that I've tried, it's kind of in the same realm, is a foursome.
A what?
But it wasn't successful.
A what?
A what?
A foursome. How many? One guy?
One guy, three girls. And it was on him who got stage fright, succeed.
Why? Do you realize?
All of the three.
Do you realize I'm your father and I'm in the same room?
I know.
With you?
I mean, this is
the
topic.
I realize that you're her father, and that makes this even more awesome.
Oh my God.
It's the craziest thing I've tried, and I was not successful. So there's like a.
Who
good
are these
part.
Girls? And who is this guy? Like, are they friends of yours?
I don't want to know the girls' names.
It was one of my very closest friends. Her and her boyfriend were in the other room, and they were very loud. So I nicely was just like, hey, you're being really loud, and she was like, oh, come here, and like took it apart. And then another girlfriend of ours heard and came downstairs, and then the guy was just like, couldn't do it. He was like, this is too much.
That's
because
he's smart. That's why, because he doesn't want to lose it with his girlfriend. You never go with other women, no matter what your girlfriend says.
No, we're all just kind of like, okay. What's
were you guys all in the bed together?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
No, I don't stop asking questions, Steve.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Jesus.
I know I shouldn't have asked that. I'm not asking my next question.
Where's Aunt Siri? Aunt Siri needs to text you now and tell you.
Oh, what? Yell at me? I'm not the one who decided to jump in on this.
That's the craziest thing, but it wasn't successful, so.
Good.
I don't know. I need round two.
Do you guys do other stuff, though? Make out?
Shut up, Vicky!
I didn't ask that question.
She's my girl.
I was going to, but I didn't.
It was the guy and the girlfriend, so they were still doing their own thing. So I had the other girl. So it was kind of like, okay, we're waiting for the other guy to like catch up here.
So you're on deck.
Sarah.
Yeah.
You were on
my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was waiting patiently.
Can we move on to something else?
Are they still together?
No.
There's a shock.
No, but I'm still very good friends with both of the girls.
So it wasn't awkward the next day?
No, it was awesome.
Do I know these girls?
Of course you know these girls.
Oh, no.
One of them now is actually gay. Maybe I had something to do
with that. Oh, I knew
that
girl. That girl has been a bad influence since she was like 12 in our house.
Yeah, she was. She's great.
Yeah. Here's a text. I'm sorry, BJ. I'm trying to respect your daughter, but the stuff that comes out of her mouth, hard to respect that.
I
wish I could argue with
the
texter. Really, dude. I got myself a little S show over there.
One texter that wants you to keep talking.
Of course they do. Yeah. Why don't you take
New
you
Year's
and
night.
Your screw toe and get out of here?
Wow.
Yeah. It was so fun. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
I won't either now.
Yeah. I'm going to forget it, okay? I can't wait for my mind to start slipping so I can forget that.
Aww.
Hope that's the first thing that goes, is that lovely memory.
You're welcome. All right.
Yeah, now go hobble back into the other room.
Okay.
Aren't you glad she's back?
No.
I am.
Yeah, I know you are. Oh, well, hey, you know what? One of the most iconic action movie stars of all time just walked out of an interview because of the questions that he was being asked. Of course, we have the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:48 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.